I'm about to head to Florida for a conference, and if you're looking at traveling to a conference soon, before you spend thousands of dollars to pay for the hotel room, the travel, and the conference ticket, let's talk about how I decide where I'm going to go and how I get the most out of it. Let's get into it. Hello, and welcome to another episode of the OTW Show. I'm Paul Gatter, your host. Thank you for being here. This is my opportunity where I hope to share some actionable tips with you to help you level up your business and create that lifestyle that you want to live. Today, let's talk about conferences. I think they are an invaluable way to really move yourself forward, to move your company forward, and to create some relationships. But I think there are some things you need to consider before spending time, money, and effort into going to these conferences. I'm heading to my favorite conference of all time, and that is Momentum, hosted by my good friend Lou Mongello down in Orlando, Florida. One of the things I love about this is Lou attracts so many like-minded people that are really wanting to do what I want to do here, and that is help other people create that life that they want to live by leveling up their business. Momentum is a small conference, so more of a workshop, because it's only 50 people in the room, and there's lots of time for us to talk with each other, of course, listen to the presenters, and there's even time built in to work on things that we are learning from the speakers. I'll be speaking this weekend on email marketing and some of the things I'm doing myself to help level up my business with email marketing. So let's get into how I pick out what conferences I attend each year. First, for me, is location. If I'm going to spend a lot of time traveling somewhere, again, my why and why I do things is because we want to create experiences through travel. And so I'm looking at destinations. And that's one of the first things I'm going to look at is if I am going to travel to a conference, where is it? Is it someplace that I want to go? Is it that has some kind of attraction or something that I want to go and see? Of course, Momentum is an easy one for me because it's in Orlando, Florida. And since our daughter is down there working, it's a good chance to get to go see her. And Connor Brown, this is for you. I'm wearing my Universal hat because we're attending Halloween Horror Nights for the first time. Not sure how that's going to go. I'm scared I'm going to be running to the parking lot screaming after the first house, but I'll let you know. So that's important for us is because we're looking for other things to do outside of just the conference time. Number two is who does the conference attract? I'm really looking at the attendees. First thing I want to see is like, is this a massive conference with 10 or 20,000 people? For me, that's probably not one I'm going to go to. I just don't like the bigger conferences. I'm looking for the smaller, more intimate conferences with maybe a few thousand, but preferably under that 1,000 people mark, right? I'm also looking for who is it attracting? Is it attracting a broad range of people in business, or is it really a specific niche down? Again, I like the niche down. Like Podfest is one that I've gone to the last couple of years, and I'll be going again in January of 2025. It's because that is, we know everybody there is into podcasting. And so you already have some similarities. And when you talk to people, you kind of know their point of view and you can ask and then really exchange ideas. So for me, that's the next thing I'm looking at. For me, the next thing I'm looking at is the schedule. Yes, the keynotes and the talks in the rooms and all are really important. And as somebody who speaks at conferences, I hope you do attend some of these sessions because the speakers put a lot of time and effort into them. But I'm also looking at the schedule to see what other opportunities there are. Are there built-in networking times? Are there built-in times for people to get together and have those exchanges? I'm introverted. Yes, I'm talking here and putting myself out here on YouTube and Facebook and everywhere else. That's easy because I'm in this room by myself. When I'm at a conference, my default is just to hide on the wall and not interact. I need forced interactions. I know that's terrible, but that's just what I know that if I have those, then I'm going to make some relationships and I'm going to get more out of the conference. So I'm looking for times when there are maybe table meetings. And one of the things Podfest did in the past is actually had times and designated areas for if you are into video podcasting, go over here and there's going to be a discussion about that. Or if you want to discuss microphones and technology, go over here at a certain time and you can learn from that. So I appreciate that. And that's an easy way for you to jump in and get some of that interaction and learn from others. And the last thing I consider before heading to a conference is looking at what vendors are going to be there. Again, I want to have those one-on-one conversations, meet those people. So if there are particular technologies, services, or companies that I want to interact with and you have put that face to the name kind of thing, then I may be more attracted to go to a conference. A great example of that is several years ago, I went to the TBEX conference up in Minnesota. They had it and held it at the Mall of America. That one really appealed to me because I knew that there was a room of vendors that I could meet in the travel space. And you actually got to schedule times to go and meet with these vendors in a one-on-one setting. So you're not just walking up to a booth with another 20 people. You actually got to schedule these one-on-one times. That was awesome. And that attracted me to that conference, if for nothing else, just to have those interactions. So those are a few things that I look at before I'm willing to put down the money for the ticket of the conference, the travel, and the room, because it can get really expensive. Now, I want to give you a couple of tips of getting the most out of a conference. First, you do need to plan out your time at the conference. You need to look at those schedules and see what topics you really want to go in and look into further and what speakers and sessions you want to attend. Remember, don't just look at the titles of the sessions. Look at who's speaking. Maybe there's a speaker that you really want to, you know, meet and talk with, and they may not be presenting on a topic that's applicable to you, but it might be important just to be in the room to meet with them. But I think the most important thing you can do to get the most out of the conference is make sure you do schedule time to not be in sessions. What happens in the hallways can be much more valuable than what happens in the presentations and in those rooms. The relationships and the networking and the things you're going to do out in the hallway can have huge impacts. Lou Mangiello talks about it often, that his first conference he attended, he never even made it inside the conference. He met somebody and they spent the entire day outside. And when he left there, it was one of the most valuable conversations he had for really helping his business move forward. You never know what you're going to experience, who you're going to meet. So make sure you plan for times not to be sitting in those rooms all the time. Last year at PodFest, there was a group of us that sat at a table for most of the conference. And I will tell you that those conversations were really valuable. Yes, we had a good time and we hung out, but there were several other people that came through and kind of talked, you know, had an opportunity to talk with them. And I've landed some paid things from that and, you know, formed some relationships and had some other doors open because of the conversations we had at that table. I hope that shed some light on how I choose to go to conferences and what I do to get the most out of them. Let me know which conferences you're attending in 2025. I'd love to hear from you. I'm always looking for new ones, so let me know and wish me luck at Halloween Horror Nights. But until next time, thank you so much, and I will see you soon.